96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 26th of November, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And today is Friday. That means it's Culture Friday. Now, got a bit of a, and we even call it a world tour, slightly. I got a whole bunch of Bahamian music for you. Some I know you've heard before, and some I know you've never heard before. A wide range, wide selection of genres. But if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, I know you celebrate giving thanks. And so we're going to find a way to build community, even through the contentiousness. I don't have to say to y'all how I feel about Thanksgiving as an anti-imperialist advocate. But we ain't here to just push our own ideas. We're here to build community with one another. So we're going to talk about it a little bit. I hope you enjoy the selection of music today on this Culture Friday. Throughout the show, I've got a giveaway. I'm going to announce it after we play the first one or two songs. And I got a prize. And the prize for the giveaway today is a copy of Luska and Other Fantastic Tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis. As Luska and Other Fantastic Tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis. I got a couple of questions about Bahamian culture and Bahamian artists here, and I hope you enjoy them. To join the show this morning, you can text us at 422-GR96, that's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC, standard text rate supply. Or you could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Kermit, let's play that first song on the list by the one and only Judah the Lion.
I grow like a weed grow, soul like a seed, so when the time comes, you see yo. Grow in a deep bow, blow through my deep flow. Whoa, where the beat go, let the beat go.
Ah, see, there we go. I know destination, you never been there before. Hold no reservation, come on, let's go and explore. If you never know before, well, it's your chance now. Let me show you.
Good morning to Judah the Lion and to Rap Quelle, who's also featured in the video for that song. Let me show you a why. It's one of the most positive, inspirational young people song in the Bahamian discography, the Bahamian collection of music. This song It's so powerful, right? You know what I want to play after that song, when I play that? I want to play Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes by the Ramming Brothers, right? I couldn't find a copy on you. I don't know if it was my internet service provider or if it was the quality of the video online. But if you've ever heard Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes by the Ramming Brothers, right? Then you could understand how this song, Let Me Show You a Vibe, is just like another iteration of a Bahamian vibe, right? It's, I don't want to call it gangster, but they just as gangster as one another. When you hear the Ramming Brothers sing, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes, right? It's just fantastic. I wish I had found that, Kermit. What? Look at that, Kermit. Thank you very much. Y'all check this song.
Who's gonna make the effort to help us one and all? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder.
Tell me,
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless our little Bahamas. Lord, look down upon us as we strive to make it through the day. Remembering our forefathers and our loving mothers, knowing that it's them who paved the way.
Thank you, Kermit. Thank you very much. That song is like 85 minutes long, right? And the best part, when they get to the end, they actually call off the names of the Bahamians whose shoes need to be filled. Now, you know what the beautiful thing about that song is? We could give thanks. Like DeWitt say, that we woke up in the land of the living and we have another opportunity, not just to praise our God, right? But we have another opportunity to step forward and fill those shoes, fill the shoes of our ancestors, keep the march going forward. What a beautiful time to be alive, people. So before I go on to the next song on the list, I want to remind you about some events happening today, right? So the event, An Evening of Poetry, Voices Across the Diaspora, being put on by the Blue Flamingo Literary Festival Committee, and I think the School of English at University of the Bahamas, are hosting this event tonight at 6 p.m. And the meeting ID is 924-4943-3758. That's Voices Across the Diaspora, 924-4943-3758. That's going to be a wonderful event tonight, and it's featuring about six or seven poets from across the region, but includes our very own Pat Ramming and our very own sister that we share with Trinidad, Asha Lalawatu Ramming, both world-renowned poets. I think that's going to be fantastic tonight. Another exciting event happening tonight is the screening of Womanish Ways, Freedom, Human Rights, and Democracy, the Women's Suffrage Movement in the Bahamas, 1948 to 1962. And that's going to be on ZNS. That's, I think, on Flow, that's 211, maybe on cable. Is that 211 as well? Maybe 213? Anyway, both available on both your service providers at 9 p.m. And the producer of that documentary is Marion Bethel, directed by Marion Bethel and Maria Govan, written by Marion Bethel, and edited by Kareem Mortimer. What a wonderful team of Bahamian creatives. Well then, we're almost ready for that next song, but before then, let's, I'm going to ask the first question for the giveaway. And remember, the giveaway is a copy of Luska and Other Fantastic Tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis. You can text. It's the first person to text in the correct answer will win a copy of the book. And the question is, who performed the song Crow Calypso? Who performed the song Crow Calypso? Now, yesterday was a lot of talk about Thanksgiving, this event, and whether we as descendants of enslaved people, and some would say still enslaved people, whether we, the descendants of indigenous Americans, and when I say Americans, I mean people of the Americas, right? Whether we should be celebrating Thanksgiving at all. I didn't want to have that conversation necessarily yesterday, because you want to stand behind your point, but you don't want to destroy other people or their good time to do it, right? So what I want to ask you guys today is, why do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Are you copying an American tradition, or is it a blend of Church Harvest Thanksgiving and the American Thanksgiving? How do you celebrate? Can you celebrate it without dishonoring Indigenous Americans? Do you celebrate on a Thursday or a Sunday? And what do you eat on Thanksgiving? Now, see, for me, the question about whether, how do you celebrate it, right? Is it a blend of celebrations? Because you can't just say to me, well, the Bahamas ain't the U.S., so we shouldn't be celebrating Thanksgiving. Our histories, our cultures, our lived experiences are too tightly woven together for it to be that simple. And I'm going to use a few songs today. I found some songs. It's like I could maybe paint that picture for you to show you how difficult it is to say the Bahamas ain't got nothing to do with America and its traditions. So Kermit, let's play that second song on the list. I know everybody know this song. Everybody knows this song. If you know, you know, that's Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid, right? Now, when I was little and watching MTV growing up, you couldn't tell me. Like, first of all, I didn't know he was a Bahamian initially, right? One of my older cousins had to tell me. But that belonged on the global music stage. That song is American. No American could tell Johnny Kemp he don't belong, or that's not really American music, that's not really global music. The song is just off the chain. And if you know, you know. That song is so, prolific is not the right word, but had such an impact on music that there's a Just Got Paid reggae rhythm that came out, I think, around 2002, 2003. I was living in North Andres, working at the Bahamas Environmental Research Center. And that rhythm kept my morning rolling on my way to work. You guys drive like 85 miles to get anywhere in Andres. Anyway, Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp. Now, the next song, I found like 18 songs by T-Connection. And I'm a little younger than the typical T-Connection generation. So all of the songs are familiar to me, but I don't know which one resonates most with Bahamians. So I can let my producer pick one of these T-Connection songs to surprise us with. But this is a sampling from T-Connection.
If you paradise. It's a long, long way from here. If ever you decide, I'll take you there, away from here. As the sun comes out and warms the morning air, it's here inside of me.
So listen, after listening to that song, it begs the question for me. Like, even am I even asking the right question? You know, how bohemian, how American is the Bahamas? The question is, how bohemian is America? Because some of the that song we listened to just now helped to pave the movement of R&B in the U.S. To me, it feels like James Ingram got his inspiration from T-Connection, right? Anyway, I got a caller on the line, and then we're going to get to the answer to that question because I got the first texter and then a whole bunch of correct answers. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How are you?
I'm feeling this down a little bit this morning, but anyway. First of all, I don't have God in text, but I can tell you all three of them songs by text and by mouth, whatever one you want.
Well, listen,
I know all of them.
I have the correct answer already, so you could
but
announce it.
I didn't
it.
Have the text number, so yeah. But anyway. I just wanted to take a moment out if you give me a chance to thank some people that live in the area where I live of Florida State, number one. First of all, I'd like to thank the men's family for organizing everything for the kids and the elderly yesterday for the dinners and the refreshments that they did for the residents of Pride Estate number one on our park. That's Mr. Lynx, Mintz, and his lovely wife and family. Got everything organized with waiters and everything dressed in uniforms and delivered to us. Secondly, I'd like to thank the First Lady of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Ms. Davis, for coming to be with us and give a speech and everything. And then thirdly, I'd like to thank the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, for also showing up and encouraging us to move forward on It's a New Day together.
Absolutely.
To the residents of Pride Estate, all of those that showed up, congratulations. You did a splendid job to show that the state. Hello?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, I had a beep. That was me getting cut again. I so used to getting cut. But I would like to thank the residents of Pride Estates for the marvelous job they've been doing since 2006 to date.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to keep this one of the most beautiful little government subdivisions on the planet.
Thank you, Sparky.
Everybody, and I hope everybody has a beautiful after Thanksgiving, whether they call it Black Friday, which was originally because this is the day they used to sell the black slaves.
Yeah.
Then they named it Black Friday and became that way. But then we going back to this thing between Thanksgiving, and we had something what we call harvest in the church, which came back in history. Also, you remember there was a certain part of the year back in the Bible days when I think the Jews or Israelites used to go to the temple to give thanks to God with their the things they grew and the things they, whatever, they used to put on the altar for the religious leaders, and also they used to go down to pay their taxes to the government of the country.
All right. Sparky, I got to go, but thank you very much. That's a fabulous. Thank you, Sparky. To my other caller, please call back. Sparky, see, that's what happens. Sometimes I get cut you because other people are waiting, right? But I want to say thank you to the Mintz family and to all those that made the event in Pride Estates number one yesterday possible. Here's the second thing. Listen, y'all, our communities and constituencies, I'm going to need y'all to go find your resident Sparky and appoint them to be your town crier. And to share the good news that's happening in your community. And to share the needs and the wants when appropriate and applicable. Right? I think that's a wonderful thing. Look here, Sparky, we're going to get you a job. I got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You not there? Oh, I'm sorry, caller. Please call back. All right. So, the winner of the book, your three last digits of your cell phone number are 737. The correct answer came in at 1016. And I imagine that I didn't even finish giving out the question when this answer came in. The correct answer is Ronnie Butler and the Ramblers. Now, dear young people, we're going to need to have a meeting after this show because we're going to have to talk to these older bohemians. Did you know that Crow Calypso is the beginning of Burma Road? That's Crow Calypso. But if you're under the age of 45 and you ain't born up and grow up in a musical family, you may not have even known that. You could be in the States in a record store and see something and don't even know it's yours. Anyway, so the winner of the first question, the last three digits of your number is 737. I'll contact you after the show so we can arrange for you to come and pick up your book from the station. All right. I'm going to say thank you to all the people that got the correct answer. I'm going to read the last three digits of your cell number, 076. And the person said, you playing Friday Night by Johnny Camp right now. Boy, I wish I had another prize for that. 098, you got it correct. 762, you got it correct. 811, no, the name of the song is Crow Calypso. You were asking me for that, but Ronnie Butler is the performer. Now, somebody here said Harry Belafonte, and while, look here, that's our boy. He could be a Bahamian if he want to. I don't think he is the performer of that song. So, we're going to get to some more music. Let me give you the second question for the book giveaway. I knew y'all tight on your musical history, so I got a second question for you. Who is the first Bahamian credited to sell over 1 million records? Who is the first Bahamian credited to sell over 1 million records? And I got a special bonus. The book is the prize to answer that question. I have a special bonus prize if you know the name of the song. All right, I got another text here. It says, morning, Miss Green. Social engineering. Inoculation is a serious thing. Oh, I think inculcation is a serious thing. Anyhow, I give thanks. Not thanksgive. I give. Giving comes first. Give thanks to God for providence. Thank you, Dexter. I think the gist of that is giving comes before taking. But most of all, we must give thanks to God first. You got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Sir.
Morning.
Funky Nassau.
That's the song you want to hear?
That's who sold all those records.
Oh, no. Well, Funky Nassau may have sold a million records, but it is not the first. It's not performed by the first Bahamian. It's not the first song to be credited with over a million record sales.
Okay.
All right. You keep calling in. The question is, who is the first Bahamian credited to sell over a million records? Okay. Kermit, do we have to take a break? If we don't, I got another caller. Caller, you're on the clock. Still there? Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it Bahama?
No, it's not Bahama. You mean Bahaman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Bahaman.
What about Johnny?
Who?
Camp. Johnny Camp.
Just got paid? No, it's not that song. And I think even if those artists would have been credited with selling a million, they're not the first.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You are welcome. You are absolutely welcome. All right, I'm getting Freddie Munnings, Bahaman, Gary Davis. No, I don't know Gary Davis. In fact, I don't know who that is. I got a Rick Carey. Rick Carey here. No, it's not Rick Carey. All right, caller, you're on the clock. I sorry, I lost you. Kermit, let's play that song by Wendell Stewart. First of all, Bahamas, you start playing it. First of all, why y'all didn't tell me about Wendell Stewart? I could have gone through all of my teenage angst listening to sad, sad Bahamian music as opposed to listening to sad, sad foreign music, wandering in the forest of my mind trying to find myself. And I had this good old Wendell Stewart right here. This is Coming Home by Wendell Stewart.
Sitting in the railway station with my suitcase in my hand, going back to where I came from, I have more than I can stand of watching them destroy my dreams. They picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around. I'm going home. I'm going home. Going home.
Let me tell you guys something. You say when he say I coming home? First of all, I want to say shout out to Lila Green for doing her best try to raise me. But most of all, there's a thing she did where she wanted to make sure that we understood how to communicate and how to navigate the world through language. And she wanted to make sure that we understood when to use the Queen's English and when you could use something else. I put it that way. But when Wendell Stewart said, coming home, I knew he was a Bahamian. Ain't nobody could tell me anything different. But you could lay that track alongside any Carpenter's track, any 60s, 70s folk music track. And so like I was saying, young people, we could have been having our own little teenage existential angst moment right here listening to Bahamian music. I say I got callers on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I hear you.
Yeah, the first Bahamian fella is Tony Seymour and the Night Beaters. Pretty Blue Eyes.
Yeah, look here, how you going to win the prize? Do me a favor. Now you got to give the producer your cell number, your number, so I could contact you off air and show you how to get, how to pick up your prize.
Okay.
Awesome. So the first Bahamian credited to sell over 1 million records is Tony Seymour with his rendition of Pretty Blue Eyes. That's Tony Seymour with his rendition of Pretty Blue Eyes, and just like the caller said, with his band, the Night Beaters. On guitar was Rusty, and on drums was Mickey, the original members. I want to say thank you to Bahamian Trey, who's a member of the improv comedy troupe I was a part of. I want to say thank you to Bahamian Trey, another phenomenal Bahamian artist, for that information. Tony Seymour, Pretty Blue Eyes. Now look here, I wanted to play for y'all Echoes of My Mind by Ronnie Butler, and By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Ronnie Butler. I even wanted to play Ulysse again by Eddie Minnis and Ronnie Butler. But we're going to play Another Place in Time by Jay Mitchell. I just want you all to see through the music how complex and complicated in a good way, right? Complicated like how making potato bread is complicated. How mixed up we are, us in the Americas. Another Place in Time by Jay Mitchell.
Another place in time, later for you, my love. I'd like to take what's mine and leave you here. I'm
beautiful song. You could turn on any country music station in the U.S., any gospel station in the U.S., and you're going to hear this sound, right? Separating us, it can be far more complicated than that. Listen, I spent all night playing the song on replay, First of all, I think we need a new rule. No Bahamian politician could be a singer. In fact, we gotta make sure that you have 7 degrees of separation from anybody related to Jay Mitchell or Ronnie Butler or Tony Seymour. I mean, these guys are just, a song is a song is a love song. Oh my goodness. Anyway, I don't know if it's time for a break yet. I think we're gonna go to a break, and then I'm gonna read you this text where somebody just sent me to school and asked me how I don't know about Gary Davis and the Vendors. Well, I'm gonna do my research tonight. But before then, we gotta go to a break, so stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, and today a little music. We'll be right back.
Someone who'd give their heart to me when I give mine. Oh, I'd like to fly away from here, somewhere to some other land. But how you...
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Well, Ezekiel in the valley, on the Lord's day, God told Ezekiel to prophesy in a
the word of the Lord.
Well, Ezekiel in the valley, on the Lord's day, God told Ezekiel to prophesy in a
the word of the Lord.
Well, God called Ezekiel, the son of man, to preach the gospel to sinful man. The children of Israel, they got so wicked. My God said, the time is near. I'm going to make a reservation in my own way for the nation of people who wouldn't obey. Then the Lord, he went down by the middle of the night and smote that city with all his might. Then the Lord placed Ezekiel in the valley, prophesying,
hey! The word of
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green. I could be honest with you all. I was going to avoid this Thanksgiving discussion altogether. But my guests for today couldn't make it. And since they work for government, I couldn't be too hard on them because that means they're working on my job and not this other job. And for that, I am thankful. But what came to mind, I want to say to y'all, to especially y'all young people, you hear that music we played earlier in the show, and some of what we're going to play later today. Although, the rest of the show, I'm going to surprise you with some things, I guess. Well, hopefully, I surprise you with some things. But Another Place in Time, T-Connection, Paradise, Ulysse, Echoes of My Mind, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Freddie Munnings, All the Best Things. See this music here? This music here, when you look at your parents and you see them cut their eye at each other and suck their teeth and walk in the opposite direction, just know is that these songs is pulling them back together. When the parents mad at each other, like they want cussing, pack up their Georgie bundle and go away, it's the music, this is the music of their lives that held them together. And we need to capture it and share it and enjoy it and give thanks for it. Give thanks that we have time to make more music, that we have time to enjoy this and to make more and to spread the word and to celebrate and to praise. And then it's important to note, like I said earlier, that Thanksgiving celebration in the Bahamas hasn't always been an American thing. For many people, it's a cultural thing. It's an ancestral vibe. It's a church vibe. I don't have anything to do with pilgrims or the U.S., right? And we give thanks that we can celebrate the way we want to celebrate and name it what we want to name it and do it how we want to do it. I see I have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, I lost you. Caller, Kermit, let's play that next track by The Cooling Waters. And somebody says, Gary Davis was also a great baseball pitcher for the Bimini Braves back in the 80s. Gary Davis and the Vendors go down to Ratia. I know go down to Ratia, but guy too young. I too young to go down to Ratia, but yeah. I see, caller, you on the clock? You there, caller? Oh, boy, sorry that I missed you. Tech says, morning, Erin. Can we pretty please create a Bahamian channel with just our music videos and audio? See, here's what it is. We have a couple of radio and digital options. We got Island FM, and we got Bahamian or Nothing Online. There are lots of options. Now, what you could do is you could call Guardian and say, listen, I am ready to sponsor all Bahamian show or all Bahamian channel. I'm sure they will work with you on that. And you wouldn't even have to have me hosting it because I know there's 1,000 Bahamians who would love toasted and certainly are far more qualified than I am. So get on that idea, Texter. We bringing birth in that into the universe. Was the Lord Will Make a Way by The Cooling Waters. I want to say good morning to Joycelyn Frazier, the woman that raised me and introduced me to this good old sweet down-home Bahamian music. The Cooling Waters, the Soulful Groovers, the Region Bells. Good morning, Joycelyn Frazier. I see I got some calls on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Miss Green, excuse me, I need you one quick question, you and your producer. Mm-hmm. The other day you found the record that we dropped in the garden years ago about Come to the Shop, remember?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I remember, see, after the recordings and everything, my job was to go around to all the studios and deliver them. I remember bringing three of the songs to Guardian. Now, the other day they found Come to the Shop. Now, there's another one you could ask your producer if you got in there, named Pig Feet South. You should hear that one.
All right.
Pig Feet South. If you found Come to the Shop, I dropped all two of those CDs there the same day.
Absolutely.
And the other one was named Bellamy. This is the baby Bellamy, Bellamy, Bellamy. You ever heard that song?
Yes, yes. Spring Play Central.
We did one song, their song by Sweet Chocolate, too.
All right.
They should be, three of them should be down there now. I don't know what they did with them, but I know we had a problem getting them to play them.
Well, don't watch nothing. If we find them, we ain't going to have a problem playing them now. Thank you so much, Sparky. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, what's happening on the clock?
Everything's good. How you doing?
Wonderful, man. Thank God for that. But here you mentioned Gary Davis and the Venice. Big band. Gary Davis and the Venice had my people. But four different bands. That's how popular they were.
Wow.
So when they had to go to one place, they had the bands to go to and sing them. Their most popular song, I think, was Go Down to Rachel. Rachel, I Sell Your Cloth.
Yeah.
3 yards, 3 yards, but another big song that we keep overlooking and don't really play much is Jumbe Village, sang by the one and only Percival Bull of Francis. Tell you, producer Steve, you can find that.
All right. All right. Okay? Kermit, if you could find that, we can play that before the end of the show. If not, we can find that to play before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I thought I saw Jumbe Village by somebody else. I don't know if it was Al Colley and the VIPs. And I want to say good morning to Shad Colley and the VIPs. Boy, look here. In the great Bahamian tradition, you bootleg that and continue the legacy, my young cousin. See, we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. You there? Oh, I'm sorry. We miss you. Go down to Raisha and Jumbe Village by Vola Francis. Man, listen. Swain and the Citations, Al Colley and the VIPs, Gary Davis and the Vendors, musical historians. We're going to need you to archive this in a way that's easy to connect to. Then let me tell you why. See, we ain't doing Christmas the same this year. So we have approximately 1 month to figure out how we can do Christmas different, but even better, right? And one of the things you could do, because I know it's still fun to do, is you could have little small DJ party in your house playing the old classics and singing along. And then you know where it gets even better? When the young boy them and the young girl them and uncle them pull out the 5-gallon water bottle and the tin tub and you all get your impromptu drums and you start remaking it and remixing the song. See, that's what we like about Junkanoo. The best part about Junkanoo is when the big, big, big bands come down and they covering a popular American song or a reggae song or something popular in popular culture. And the Junkanoo version is even better than the original version. Right? So I'm going to play a song eventually at the end of the show by one young boy named Shadford. But we got people like Shadford, DJ Ampero. We got Sketch. We got Rick Carey. We got Judah the Lion and Rob Quelle. We got all these young musicians who are linked to the old and traditional Bahamian music, who could do it justice and not reverb it, because that's them other company people. If you've ever checked out the Jazz Reverb series, it's great. But we're going to revive it. And anyway, I got a text here that says, morning, Aaron. Very good cultural show. Bahamian music and rhythm and blues music of yesterday held many relationships together because they inspired to help one face life forever. Let's reintroduce this culture to the young at heart. From the mayor of Grand Bahama. Happy, joyous Thanksgiving celebration, because as Bahamians, we are thankful to God for life. Continue to celebrate life with Thanksgivings. From the mayor of Grand Bahama. Thank you for that message. And I share that with the whole Bahamas. Another text says, is Smokey 007 the correct answer? No, it isn't. Is Tony McKay to obey a man, the correct answer, no, not for that particular question. The first person credited to have sold a million records is Tony Seymour for his rendition of Pretty Blue Eyes with the Night Beaters. And yes, to the audience, Wendell Stewart was the artist singing Coming Home. All right, well, let's play that track by Bishop Denzel Roll. Why? Because anytime Levon Miller is on and he doing a thing, the people is calling and ask for Bishop Denzel Roll. Now, this is a young boy, but what a powerful voice and what a powerful community. And Can It Be? By Denzel Roll.
I did refuse a quick miracle.
If you know it, sing with us.
I walk the chain flanked with light.
This is the part we love. My chains fell off.
My chains fell off. My heart was free. I almost went for and thought.
Yeah. Lift it up. My chains fell off. My heart was made free.
Now, I just wanted to say this, right? So I know some of my brethren out there, like, man, Aaron, you just playing this Christian gospel and I are Africans and not Christians, right? But this is where the African journey becomes complicated. Because you can't disconnect from your ancestors the same way that our grandparents and great-grandparents couldn't disconnect from their African ancestors, despite the experience of socialization through Christianity. But I want to paint this picture for a moment. Imagine that when your great-great-grammy was singing this song, that this was a chant of resistance for her. When she went into her prayer room and prepared herself for the day, this is the armor that she put on to carry herself through enslavement or colonialism or oppression. And so even as somebody who say, okay, look here, I ain't no churchy person, as an African, I don't worship the white God. I could stand and honor my grandparents who used this song and these songs as acts of resistance. See, when you want to connect, you're going to find a way to connect. Anyway, now I'm going to connect the older generation of Bahamians to some younger generation of Bahamians. Now, all is gospel music. Like my friend Judah the Lion said in that song at the beginning of the show, strictly positivity, there is no negative. So this next song is We Need Peace by Landlord. And it's a classic. This is a classic Bahamian song, not your traditional rake and scrape, or we call that island chorale, that old school chorale sound. But this is Bahamian. Landlord, We Need Peace.
Save this world. Oh, deep love.
We need peace.
We need love.
Oh, yeah.
We need peace.
We need love.
Oh,
say we love God. When we don't love ourselves, how can we bring peace to this nation? When we keep on fighting among ourselves,
we need to change our thinking, whoa, and come to our senses, okay, in order to change this world.
We got to start within ourselves.
This is a classic Bahamian track. And listen, Landlord is a multi-talented Bahamian artist, world-renowned, enjoyed and celebrated by gospel artists everywhere. And on that track, he had Solo, Alcatraz, and Luciano, huh? The Culture King, Luciano, the beautiful track. So I got like three more. Kermit, how much more time we have? Because I got to play that last track by Shadfer. All right. So I got this track here. I got one by Lyrically Blessed, another talented Bahamian gospel artist. And I got this track by Monty G, featuring Divinity, called King's Highway. Kermit, select one of them to play. Both of these artists, don't sleep on them. They're Bahamian, they're gospel artists, contemporary gospel artists. But here's the thing about it. When you listen to them, they're world-class artists. They're not just Bahamian. The sound is just universal. Here we go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Lyrically Blessed, thanking God for life. Oh, this Monty G, Divinity? What? King's Highway.
From the blow, I say, then I chant upon the King's Highway. We hold to Christ and to where we say, I know we live up there that way.
Yeah, but who know how away from the blow I sing? Sister, now go they for the King Highway. What a dreadful day, the whole of them fade away. By the works, Joshua give them pay. See them hide them lamp on the bushel, them power fin. Tell them souls, oh, how could you them entertain? Some dark magic or voodoo, them all proclaim. The works of Jahid not fruitful. Yo, them sow them seed in the industry. But mind your work and all of the ministry. How them move, them can be friend nor enemy. So what them name? Yo, them must be a wannabe. Let the weak and the tears them grow. Just separate.
Sorry about that. That's Monty G featuring Divinity. King's Highway. And let me tell you why I want to play these songs here just now. Dear older Bahamians, do not be afraid. We may not sound the same as you, but that don't mean we've moved from the path. You got to trust your young people. You got to trust the younger generations of Bahamians to understand, it's what the young people say, to understand the assignment, right? Just because it don't sound like what you're comfortable with doesn't mean that it isn't what you are looking for. It's just beautiful, beautiful, uplifting, positive music. Some of it is gospel. Some of it is just Bahamian. Well, in fact, all of it is just Bahamian. And that's the best part. Now, is this Lyrically Blessed? No? Which one is this? Oh. Now, thank you. I threw this track in there. Do you all know about a Bahamian artist by the name of Jerry DeVoe? This is a track by Jerry DeVoe featuring Angie Stone, the great R&B artist. And listen, Jerry DeVoe is one of the Bahamas' I think best kept secrets. I smile every time I find this song online. It's called Heaven Help. By Jerry DeVoe.
Ready for love. This funny feeling coming over me.
All right. Now gotta go. And I gotta end the show with this song. So I wanna say to my texters that won the prize and to the caller that should have left his details with the producer. Thank you for playing along with the game today. Ronnie Butler and the Ramblers, performers of Crow Calypso, and Tony Seymour and the Night Beaters, credited with as the first Bahamian to make a million sales on Pretty Blue Eyes. Anyway, it's been a wonderful day, overwhelmed by the music. I want you all to give thanks, but let's end the show with that song by Shadfer called Great Day. Now, some of y'all may have participated in this in the midst of the lockdown. Shadfer and other musicians put out a call to Bahamians to send in a video of them performing this new track called Great Day. And this is the song that came out of it. So when you get a chance, you also got to go online and search Shadfer Great Day. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day Thanksgiving. And of course, it's 11 a.m., so that means Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next.
That I'm ready for love. I'm ready for love. Oh, heaven and earth. Heaven and earth.